Leia reset the lock alarms for what must have been the 10th time, and they did not reactivate. The XJ-3s had stopped flicking their target selectors. The meld began to fill with reptilian battle lust. "If this is a bluff, they are raising the stakes," Saba said. "It feels to this one like they are about to open." Before Saba could say fire, 8 of the XJ-3s, 4 two-ship combat teams, broke into evasive loops and spirals, and the Falcon's military comm scanner came alive with the alarmed voices of XJ-3 pilots.
"Targeted! Targeted!
Breaking right!
Breaking left!
Where are they?
Ill on me!
Get! Shake 'em!
Find 'em! Find them!"
Then a deep female voice announced,
"Stealth X's! We have stealth X's out here!"
Leia pushed the throttles past their safety stops, still angling ahead of the Mon Mothma's bow. The tactical display showed the remainder of the XJ-3s, the four craft that had been guarding the squadron's flanks, sliding into firing position and slowly closing to range. Leia told the Nogri to activate the repulsor beam and dust two of the remaining starfighters off their tail.
"Only two?" Saba asked. "Why?"
"Just sending a message," Leia said. "Besides, we may need those XJs later." The cabin lights dimmed, and the status displays winked out as every spare erg of the Falcon's power was diverted to the repulsor beam. The Falcon gave a little jolt as the Nogri triggered the repulsor beam. Two of the XJ-3s suddenly went out of control and veered toward the edge of the tactical display, and the comm scanner erupted into startled curses and a tense request for permission to open fire. Gavin Darklighter's voice came over comm an instant later.
"Captain Solo, will you please stop criffing around? Chief Omis is serious about this blockade."
Leia continued to accelerate.
"Is that why he didn't inform the Jedi about it?"
Darklighter hesitated, and the Falcon's lock alarms whined again. Leia checked the tactical display and saw that the last pair of XJ-3s had reached firing range. The rest of the squadron was still rolling and looping, either trying to recover from the repulsor beam or shake the stealth X's still threatening them with target locks. Thankfully, there was no shooting.
"I apologize for the language, Princess," Darklighter finally said. "I was addressing Captain Solo."
"Han is unavailable," Leia replied. "I'm in command of the Falcon for now." The channel fell silent for a long time, and Leia began to wonder if Darklighter had deliberately manipulated the admission out of her. He was a shrewd commander, and he would be analyzing even the tiniest scrap of information for hints as to the true nature of their mission.